Looks like Karen. Yeah,
Karen Guss.
Yeah. Conservation director at the San Antonio Water
Restriction.
We
already know that the water restriction. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, I've been driving around a little bit today. I don't see people watering, at least where I've been.
That's good.
This is good news since they're not supposed to be today.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about Charles. For some reason, the nursery here at Milberger's has gotten the reputation of knowing everything about the drought and the restrictions, so they've had a lot of calls. And one of the questions was, how do you define decorative fountain? You know, we have a lot of folks that are customers here that have ponds with fish and plants. And, of course, they were hoping that that didn't affect them. And
I think there's a little difference between somebody's pond that has fish in it that they have and plants and things, between that and, say, a water feature spraying in the air in front of a subdivision or a building.
Yeah, and that's what Dana told us. And then the other, what was the other issue? All the nurseries, especially those that have landscape services like Milberger's, were worried about what do you do to get the variance for new landscapes. We are in the midst of a huge building boom here, and there are, even though some folks are cutting back a little bit because of the drought, there are some landscapes that have to go in. And so saws now, you can get right on the website and fill out that variance request right on the internet, and then within a couple of days you get a letter.
Actually, so far our staff has been able to do a same day turnaround. If we get absolutely swamped, I can't promise we'll be able to keep that up, but because it's electronic and people are filling it out right there online, then our staff can do an approval, switch it into a PDF, and email it right back.
Oh,
so
wow.
If you're doing email, that's particularly quick to send back to people. So they've been just very fast on turning those around so far. But, you know, if we got a whole bunch all in one day, I couldn't promise they could keep that up. But we respond to them as fast as we can because we know, you're right, there's some new landscapes, and they can't do anything about it. They just got planted, and they do need that 3-week variance from the date they were planted.
Now, we saw a 40 million gallon reduction in water use yesterday. The day before yesterday, what did we see? Did we get the numbers in from yesterday too? Is that
I haven't seen the numbers. I'm hopeful that they're going to be similar. I know we had some debate at SAWS about the reason for the reduction, but I think it was primarily people responding to the restrictions and changing their watering habits.
And so you and your techs are out today, and you didn't see a huge. We're a little nervous about that people would maybe not take into account that the restrictions were in place and just do their normal weekend watering. But you haven't seen that, huh?
I haven't, but I'll be interested to hear what Dwayne and Rick, our two technicians, who really went around more neighborhoods all over town this morning to stop and see if they could remind folks. I've been just kind of generally running errands, driving around town, and have been since early this morning, and I have to say I haven't seen one irrigation system on, but there could be back in neighborhoods people who don't know yet.
Well, you do have an opportunity for folks to if there is water waste that's visible, you can call in and SAWS will make an educational visit. But one of the things, too, I think we're encouraging is for folks in their own neighborhoods to chat with their, chat with your neighbors and just, it's always worked best in San Antonio that we all are on the conservation team. We deal with these droughts that we get every 4 or 5 years, and we get through it, and then we have our flood, and so... You know, it's up and down, and it's just the kind of climate we have, and we just cope and do well. And the restrictions are organized in a way that so that the investment you have in your landscape should not be threatened. It does require, though, that you do some special management and reorganize a little bit how you water. Anything else, Karen, you want to add?
I'm sorry, what, Calvin?
Anything else you want to add?
Well, I just wanted to note how really San Antonio should feel good about having it together in the case of having a drought. I was just at a symposium where they reminded us that 36 states in the United States expect to see shortages even during normal periods. And so really the whole country is having to deal with this on a periodic basis. But we've been through it enough that we know how to handle it, and that it's temporary and an inconvenience, but not something that's going to have a long-term impact on our quality of life.
So what's the website again to go to if you're looking?
It's www.saws.org, and there's lots of information there. We've kind of put up a frequently asked questions, and of course the watering days, and those variance applications are there. And if you want to, if you don't want to talk to your neighbor or whatever business it is, and you want to report a problem and have them get an education warning, you can fill out information on water waste right online too.
Oh, that's easy. How about the phone number too, if people want to call in for the variance or for other information?
If you're calling in to report water waste, you call 704-SAWS, S-A-W-S, and you're going to press 2 for the emergency call center, and they'll take your report. If you're calling the conservation department, the way to avoid the phone tree and get to us directly is 704-SAVE, S-A-V-E, will get you directly to the conservation department.
Okay.
And I understand, Karen, you had a group of people from the Dallas Water Authority down here yesterday to see how we do it. How did you make them go out, or what did they did they learn
well,
anything?
You know, Dallas and that whole region is in the same boat. They're experiencing drought as well, and they're just getting used to it. So they're pretty impressed at how organized San Antonio is.
Well, they use a little bit more water than our folks do too, so they've got a longer ways to go, I guess.
Yeah, they sure do, and they're trying to learn from how our citizens have done it.
Okay, sounds great. Well, so far it sounds like your people are doing exactly what we need to do to get protect that aquifer and the endangered species, and wait out this dry, hot weather until we start getting our rains again. Then Jerry's flood. I've dubbed this Parson's drought.
Charge of the winter.
Jerry, are you you predicting a flood?
Yeah. All these droughts end in flood. Don't you realize that? And all the floods end in
I've only
drought.
Been here 10 years, but it does seem that way.
Sure it does. That's what all the farmers say. You know, they go out there and they'd be dry. You know, Parsons, that last big flood started just like this.
So, Jerry, are you putting a date on this flood?
No. We don't ever guess. We just say...
You can't guess. They all come when you don't predict them.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we'll start having significant rains again in late August and early September.
Well, we've got a little bit of advantage that we made it this far because what do we got? 2 months of hot weather,
yeah.
And then cool temperatures give us a little. You know, even if it's a droughty period, it's a much easier to keep things watered when it's cool. Things don't dry out in 2 days like they do now. So.
And like Jerry said, we have a better chance of those late summer rains or big storm or something coming in before we get to any later stages of drought.
Yeah, we hope so. I don't see really any problem with this water restriction. It looks like to me, you know, y'all giving people 14 hours to water. And I know if I watered every week for 14 hours, I could take care of my watering.
I said we're not worried about that because we know folks like Jerry can't stay up for that long and just water continuously.
They have water timers, Kevin. Trust me. I bet the water timers, it'd be interesting to check the water timer sales in these. I bet the water timer sales have really... really gone up.
That and I bet soaker hoses.
Yeah.
Jerry likes the Karen. Which one do you like best? Jerry likes those green ones that you turn over, and I like kind of the black recycled ones. Which ones do you use?
You know, I've never tried the green ones, but I just I'm lucky in that I've been working all winter on and into the spring on converting my bed areas at my landscape to real drip, and okay. So I just turned over all my recycled soaker hose style ones to my dad. Everything's on drip.
Yeah, of course, if we were all brilliant like your parents, we wouldn't have to worry about all this. Just eat well, and your yard responds.
If you have that septic system.
Oh,
that
man.
Eats the plants.
I think there's been a few times, though, Karen, they said, I wish we had a regular system. Sometimes it gets a little... So it's not easy to manage, is it?
Actually, they haven't found it too bad, but they have to remember to do it. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's part of being responsible if you have a septic system is having it inspected like you're supposed to and Because it's irresponsible not to.
What does it do, back up or something?
Well, I guess if they fail, if it's not treating the water like it's supposed to, or you have a broken line in there or something.
You can tell it.
Hey, how do you realize that? Is it the brown residue
the
in
smell,
the tub,
the
or the smell on the bathroom floor, or how do you realize that?
Well, I know they come and they check their tank where the treatment goes on before it goes out into the yard.
Karen, Milton is making some kind of motions with his hands, like squeezing a neck, or we don't know if he's threatening Jerry and I, or if that's something else radio professionals
do.
I had to give Calvin an educational visit about a heartbreak coming up.
All right,
okay.
Well, thanks, Karen.
All right, it was nice talking to you guys.
Bye bye.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back in just a moment with more of Milberger's Gardening South Texas on AM 930 KLUP.